Understanding and experience are the two legs of healing, marching side by side. Thus, the self that was crippled by fear discovers, without strain or pressure, the repressed power of truth that has been denied for so long. The key moment in getting well is when loss of fear causes a shift in the quantum fluctuations, which finally result in the physical expression of health. All fear is ultimately the fear of mortality in disguise, the fear of change. When you resist the flow of life, you are actually resisting your own inner nature, for everything that happens to us is a reflection of who we are. Quietly, in your own heart, say that you do not want to be afraid. If we ever stop being so fixated on the outcome of our actions, we would perceive that moments of choice interrupt the steady flow of bliss. A gap is created, and in that gap is judgment. Intentions automatically seek their fulfillment if left alone. Accept what comes to you totally and completely so that you can appreciate it, learn from it, and then let it go. If the body, stubborn and solid-looking as it appears, can undertake this journey, something much greater will be achieved. We will no longer just dream of freedom from the ills that flesh is heir to. We will really become free, clothed in flesh that has become as perfect as our ideals. Complete healing depends upon our ability to stop struggling. To cure a disease, I have to change the cellular memory of the disease, and that comes by transcending all emotion, all thought, and by becoming the silent witness of the process. The higher self is that place where everything is accomplished by doing nothing. A mere desire becomes the trigger for transformation. One's inner sense of me is built up of images from the past. All the fears, hopes, wishes, dreams, loves, and disappointments one calls mine. However, if you strip all these images away, something of me is still left. The decision maker, the screen, the silent witness. You don't have to do anything to find the self. You have to stop doing anything. When you get in touch with the part of yourself that is eternal and non-changing, you have true knowledge of your own immortality, and fear melts away like snow in the summer breeze. After we recover from an illness, the moment comes when the feeling of being sick gives way to being well again. I'm a new person, you say, and you're right. Your body has printed out a new creation that is healthy instead of sick. To be one with nature is vital. It allows inner and outer nature to blend, healing a separation that has never existed in the first place. Nature balances body, mind, and spirit as co-creators of our personal reality. The blueprint for perfect health is inside you. It is you. We are all different because we walked through different gardens and knelt at different graves. Every little wisp of experience that has come our way, we have metabolized and made into our body. And as we go into higher states of awareness, we metabolize those experiences too. They also store the knowledge of higher realities complete and formed, and they are ready for you to unfold them. Despite the appearance of being separate individuals, we are all connected to patterns of intelligence governing the cosmos. In ordinary waking consciousness, you touch your finger to a rose and feel it as solid. But in truth, one bundle of energy and information, your finger, is contacting another bundle of energy and information, the rose. Your finger and the thing it touches are both just minute outcroppings of the infinite field we call the universe. The only absolute left to us is the timeless, for now we realize that our entire universe is just one incident springing forth out of a larger reality. What we sense as seconds, minutes, hours, and days, and years are cut up bits of this larger reality.